And now this is a dictation for Jenny Beef. G-E-N-E, V as in Victor, I-E, V as in Victor, E, Leiter, L-E-I-T-E-R, September 2nd, 34, address as a letter to Dr. Ginu. Dear Dr. Ginu, follow up for Mrs. Leiter, who has recent acute and chronic renal failure, last visit in April. She was admitted to the hospital April 23 to April 25. They did not call me in relation to respiratory failure hypoxemia. Was treated as bronchitis, sinusitis, non-pneumonia, received antibiotics, steroids, nebulizers, presently has not required any oxygen, denies heart attack, stroke, prevents thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, question also treated for urinary tract infection, visiting nurses, monitoring weight, unfortunately going up from 154 discharge, presently 162, supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction, denies vomiting dysphagia, denies blood in the stools, no change in urination, worsening edema, but no cellulitis, no chest pain palpitation, no purulent material hemoptysis, progressive dyspnea. She's hard of hearing, no gross trauma, fall, orthopnea, or PND. Next paragraph, medication from discharge review, as well as the most updated medicine. Because of the acute and chronic renal failure, lisinopril and HCTC has been discontinued. She was exposed to IV contrast as evaluation for CT scan to rule out pulmonary embolism, which was negative. Excuse me, erase that. Erase the part that says she was exposed to IV contrast. That part, please erase it. A recent echocardiogram. Normal ejection fraction, does have tricuspid regurgitation, moderate mitral regurgitation, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. There was a CT scan of the chest without contrast, did not show evidence of pneumonia. Recently, in March, arterial Doppler did not show renal artery stenosis. Next paragraph, today, blood pressure 144/70 on the left-sided. Decreased hearing, normal speech, daughter at the bedside. COPD abnormalities distance, no consolidation. No pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness, and obesity of the abdomen, 2-3 plus edema bilateral, minor inflammatory changes, no ulcers. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. This is from May 15. Creatinine has improved from as high as 2.3, 2.4, presently down to 1.3. A normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate elevated from diuretics. normal glucose, and calcium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recent acute and chronic renal failure, CHF decompensation and diuresis, continuous salt fluid restriction, kidney function improve. Unfortunately, weight is going up. We will restart diuretics. I'm going to use Lasix, low dose, 20 milligrams, 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monitor electrolytes, acid base. Monitor kidney function. Next number, diastolic type congestive heart failure. Next number, essential tremors on propranolol. Next number, sleep apnea, the not tolerated SIPA machine. Next number, hypertensive nephrosclerosis with bilateral small kidneys without obstruction. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. Continue other blood pressure medications. Some of the edema can be explained also from the NORVAS. Daily weights needs to be done at home. Always discuss with the patient and the daughter. Come back on the next 3 months. End of dictation.